So, Tony, let's diverge out onto another colorectal cancer research issue, KRAS mutations, and whether any of the ones we're looking for commonly are associated with response to EGFR antibodies, including codon 13.
So there are about 10% of KRAS mutations, 10 to 18% of the KRAS mutations are actually 13, in codon 13 rather than in codon 12. Most often when you get now a report, actually it differentiates between codon 12 and codon 13. Last ASCO, actually, there was a presentation by Dr. Tehpar that suggested that at least with cetuximab, pooled analysis with Opus, which is a FOLFOX-based cetuximab and Krystal FOLFIRI-based, that you may actually see responses and you may see a parallel benefit with adding cetuximab to chemotherapy in patients who actually had the 13D mutation. Now, another presentation at ESMO by Peters suggested otherwise with panitumumab, that you do not see these benefits with the 13D mutations. Now, if you dissect out actually quite closely the two presentation, you see that the consistency with the trend to benefit, if you may, is only seen when you actually add the EGFR inhibitor to an irinotecan-based regimen. The problem, though, with that is, of course, this is mostly retrospective. It's a trend. It's small numbers of patients. It could be real, but it has to be validated prospectively. But the KRAS, the 13D mutation, seems to confer a very adverse prognosis, very comparable to what you see with BRAF mutations, meaning when patients get to this point, their survival is incredibly limited. So although there may be a marginal benefit with an irinotecan-based regimen, maybe, the issues of these patients will do bad anyways, the issues that you will more likely than not see a response, and the toxicity. I think at this point of time, I would say for a patient with a KRAS 13D mutation, I would not use an EGFR inhibitor, very similar to the 12 mutation.